centering pass intended for Finley, intercepted by McIntyre. Out to center it comes. Dexheimer gets to the puck. 39 seconds to go in the period. It's 3-0 Wisconsin, looking for a series sweep to get this season started.
Good icing on the cake.
Here's Cilia now, gains the line, dumps it in. 23 seconds to play in the period. Moved around to the far side, Mobley. He'll chip it out. Up to center, loose puck, Whitelaw. So Mike Hastings earned his first win as a Badgers head coach last night with his 300th career victory. Tonight he'll earn his second Badgers victory. Back-to-back shutouts for Kyle McClellan. 18 saves for McClellan. He blanks the Vikings for the second straight night. Last night, 4-0. Tonight, 3-0. The final as Wisconsin starts the season 2-0.
Good way to start. I can guarantee you that. It's a good way to start. And as boring as the third period appeared, I mean, there weren't a lot of big hits. There weren't a lot of great scoring opportunities. I think the thing that nullifies just about all of that stuff is great goaltending in both ends.
Yeah.
I mean, that was there were a lot of them that were routine saves for these two guys. But for the normal goaltender, those would have been spectacular saves. I was very impressed.
Yeah, in fact, Josh Kotai was good. The freshman goaltender from Abbotsford, British Columbia, made 41 saves tonight, but he took the loss as Augustana starts the season and its program 0-2. Kyle McClellan, 18 saves tonight. Back-to-back wins for McClellan. As the Badgers improved to 2-0, and the first time in the modern era since 1963 that a Wisconsin goaltender has posted consecutive shutouts during one weekend against the same opponent. Never happened before. And now Kyle McClellan holds that honor. The Badgers 3, Augustana nothing. The final from the Kohl Center and our postgame shows coming up. First off, though, calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Gaze sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
I'm William Shatner, and I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to pva.org to learn how you can make a difference.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A frost advisory begins at 1 a.m. early tomorrow morning and continues until 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. 32 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 53. Lows level off around 35. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy. It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
It's been brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Ian Perrin, Brian Posick here. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 seconds for a legal ID. Statewide, you're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Again, Ian and Brian here at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin completes a weekend sweep to start the Mike Hastings era. 4-0 last night, 3-0 the final score here tonight in front of a crowd of, well, last night, 5,703, the announced crowd. Tonight, they announced 6,646, about 30 of them from the UW band. That's for sure. Always good to see them, too. Let's get into it with Ian Perrin, our three stars of the game, brought to you every night by Everlight Solar. And Ian, who do you have tonight?
Well, easily enough, our number one star had 2 goals and an assist, and it was only a 3-0 game. Owen Lindmark, obviously the big guy. And, you know, I have all the sympathy in the world for him because of all the hip surgery
and
all the rest of that stuff that he's gone through. Never seems to complain, never seems to change his temperament, just plays with the same hard grit. And to be rewarded with 2 goals and an assist and a 3-0 win, that's got to feel good for a fifth-year senior.
For sure.
Number two star, Kyle McClellan. Yeah. There he goes. And, you know, the back-to-back shutouts is a hard thing to do for any goaltender. It's a hard thing to do for any team. And just for the fact that he was calm, cool, and collective tonight. It wasn't until the third period when he really got called on for a couple power play saves that were almost incredible as far as it was concerned. And my third star, I had a real tough time figuring out which guy I was going to go to. As much as I was with William Whitelaw for last night because of his energy, the guy who controlled the game for that second line of Scholl, Fitzgerald, and Whitelaw was Christian Fitzgerald. And I am more impressed with how mature he plays as a freshman coming into this league and getting into a situation where playing in front of the Badger crowd, first home games, all the rest of that kind of stuff, didn't seem to faze him one bit. And the most important part for me was the fact that when he has the puck in the offensive zone, he's just not grabbing it and shooting it. He's looking to make a good play. And probably 4 out of the 6 times that they turned it over in the defensive zone, he was the first guy back.
Yeah.
So a good all-round game, I should say, by Christian Fitzgerald would be the best reason for him to be our third star of the night.
Good hockey player is Fitzgerald. Yeah, McClellan, again, the first goaltender to shut out the same opponent in the same weekend, back-to-back, in the modern era of Wisconsin hockey. That's saying something. And Lindmark, 2 goals, an assist. He was +3 tonight, our number one star of the game. Brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Our energizing performance of the game coming up following Wisconsin's 3-0 series sweeping victory over Augustana. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this season at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets today to be there when the Badgers take the court this November. Don't wait. Lock in your spot today. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you, if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hey, Badger fans, this season, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. Register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game. One lucky winner gets 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, a ride on the Culver's Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. Wisconsin, a 3-0 win over Augustana tonight to complete a weekend sweep. Now 6 straight on the road for the Badgers. Let's name our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Who do you have there, Ian?
I am going to give it to Carson Bantle.
All right.
I don't know how many times he got beat up in front of the net, but that first goal that he scored was strictly determination. And I think everybody saw that, and he was surrounded by 2 or 3 people. Owen Lindmark happens to find him. He gets the rebound. He gets the goal. And if it's not an energizing performance for the rest of the team, it was a huge sigh of relief for Carson Bantle.
Yeah, again, he went, the first 6 weekends last year without scoring a goal before he eventually potted 9. But Bantle's first period goal proves to be the game winner. The energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. We plan to hear from head coach Mike Hastings and our star of the game, Owen Lindmark, plus highlights coming up following Wisconsin's 3-0 win over Augustana. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Glad to hear from head coach Mike Hastings or one of his assistants coming up here in just a bit. While we have some time, why don't we take a look at scores from around college hockey here tonight. You ready to go with that, Ian?
We can do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Non-conference action. Well, you know, a wild one last night when Ferris State rallied to beat Miami 5-4. What happened tonight with the Bulldogs and the Redhawks?
Well, the Redhawks came out in the third period and scored 3 goals to make it 5-2, the final over Ferris State. Elsewhere in non-conference, Union spanks the Army 6-0, no question about it. Connecticut and Colgate, I would have liked to have been to that. They go to final, they go to overtime 3-3, and they ended up with a final of 3-3 in overtime. All right. And I was questioning why they don't do the shootout.
They do the shootout, but you can't get the shootout results. Yeah, you get the it's just a non-conference tie that goes down in the NCAA and the pairwise. But
all right,
yeah, non-conference wise, shootout is just for entertainment. You get to league play; that's an entirely different matter.
It is entertaining.
Yeah, Wisconsin a 3-0 win in a series sweep as Mike Hastings, the Badgers head coach, now joins us here on the postgame show. Mike, you're 2-0 to start the season. You'll take that any time. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, fellas. You know, we're gonna keep the ray of sunshine where it needs to be. So, you know, it probably wasn't a Mona Lisa. You guys went through it with us, but we'll take it. You know, our goal was to try and defend our home ice the first weekend. We've done that, and now the guys are going to get a well-needed day off, and then we'll get back to work on Tuesday.
Yeah, Kyle McClellan is the first goalie in the modern era of Wisconsin hockey to shut out the same opponent in the same weekend back-to-back. I mean, that's saying, I don't care who it is, you know?
Yeah, and you know what? The thing that he did is I thought he did it in a very calm demeanor.
Yes.
I thought from last night to this night, nothing really changed for him. And we had breakdowns, as you guys saw, and he was there, and you know, I've had I think it was my good friend Frank Serratori that said they could call this game goalie if you needed to. And when you have a good one and you have a guy that erases some of your mistakes, it allows you to win 2 home games.
You know, I know trying to figure out who you were going to start in goal, it may have gone down to the final moments last night. In fact, Kyle told us on the post game last night that he found out when you had your pregame skate yesterday. And I said, well, I saw him prior to the game today. I said, when did you find out today? He said, I had a feeling, but when I walk in the locker room and see my name, I knew it. I mean, I suppose you handle it differently. You see somebody do what he did last night, you throw him right back out there, right?
Yeah, and you know, with college hockey, it's a little different, I think, because, you know, we don't have a lot of load management issues at this level because we don't play 82 hockey games. And, you know, the one thing that I think Kyle has done is he's prepared from the time that I was fortunate enough to get the job here. We sat down with Grace, our nutritionist, and Tommy Ankrod, our strength coach, and just talked about trying to get our guys dialed a little bit physically. And Kyle has stepped up, and to see him perform the way that he did this weekend, I thought he was our best player over the entire weekend. And when you have your goaltender do that, like I said, you can have good results.
Yeah. On that note, I was going to say, I looked at Augustana. If they're building a program, they've built two pretty good goaltenders in their back end, which will win them a lot of games yet this year.
Yeah, and you know what, a great learning experience for us. Most guys at this level that see it are going to stop it. And so I think a progression for us is going to obviously, one of two things, either take a little bit of poise and get our head up and make sure that we're making a little bit better decision in shot selection, and then more importantly, getting guys to the net so we can get second and thirds. But I do want to give both their goaltenders credit, as you just said, because I thought they did a really good job for them.
Yeah, Josh Kotai tonight with 41 saves. Power play unable to convert again tonight, and I think fans need to keep in mind you're limited in the amount of practice you have with these young men before your season starts. That's a fact, not necessarily an excuse, but hopefully in time. You've got pieces where that should be a pretty good unit, you believe, right?
Yeah, we need to be. Like, there's no restrictions on our practice time right now. So that'll be something that we'll address. And again, fellas, as we continue to grow as a group, we're going to have to check off boxes of need. And obviously, the power play is one, but I want to give credit to our goaltender and Coach Cannot and the penalty killers, because they didn't give one up all weekend either. And when you can go through a weekend and not give up a goal, and, you know, our discipline wasn't exactly what it needed to be again. But in the first period, I thought our penalty killers gave us an opportunity to keep that game tight.
Augustana 0 for 11 on the power play this weekend. Ian Perrin loves Christian Fitzgerald.
Fitzy's a good hockey player. You know, it's he sticks out. He can skate. He's got a head to him. And what I mean by that is a hockey head. He makes a lot of really good decisions. He can make people miss. Going to try and get him to be a little bit greedier. I think he shoots the puck really well. I'd like to see him focus a little bit more on that. But really happy for Fitzy. He's had some bumps and grinds over the last two summers as far as staying healthy, and I really like the place that he's at right now.
And you mentioned your penalty killers. Owen Lindmark had a nice night tonight, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And we're going to need him. You know, we've different guys at different times. You look at last night and you look at the score sheet, and those guys weren't on the score sheet tonight. One guy that I think was a little bit of an unsung hero, I thought Carson Bantle was a big load to handle tonight. Whether it was protecting pucks down low, being rewarded with a goal. I liked his game, and we're going to need him, Horbach, and as we just talked about Lindmark, our boy 18, yeah. Lindmark, those guys were somebody that we could count on the entire game tonight.
Yeah, Bantle took one on the chin, got right back up. Gotta love to see that. So 2-0 to start the season at home. Now 6 in a row on the road, and you know, you've been to these places before. This isn't gonna be too easy for your young club and a new squad, but a chance for you to bond and get to know each other better, and hopefully play some better hockey as well.
Yeah, I told the guys that just in the locker room before I came out here, we'll take the weekend, we'll definitely take the day off, let them recover a little bit, and then get right back at it, because you go to Bemidji, it's hard to win a hockey game. Then you're going to go to North Dakota, you've got Michigan Tech, who I think is one of the more difficult places to play on the road, and then you right after that you go to Minnesota. So really our focus is going to be tomorrow and get our rest and recovery, and then get back to work on Tuesday.
All right, Mike, thanks for your time. We'll see you for your radio show on Tuesday, okay?
All right, fellas, take care.
All right, thank you very much. Salute. That's Mike Hastings, head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers, following a 3-0 win over Augustana and a series sweep to start the season. Let's get back to the college hockey scores. I know you mentioned Union beat Army 6-0, Miami over Ferris State, Connecticut and Colgate at 3-3 overtime tie. What else do you have non-conference-wise?
Well, non-conference, as we talked about before, Michigan State beat Lake State. St. Cloud 1-0 over St. Thomas. So I'm kind of shocked that either St. Cloud isn't as good as everybody thought they were going to be, or St. Thomas is better than people thought they were going to be. Don't really know how that all works. And the Long Island Iced Teas lead Holy Cross 1-0 in the whatever.
Sure.
Linwood and Air Force are tied at 1 in the first period. Mm-hmm. RPI beats... Oh, am I allowed to say that? RPI? Isn't sure. It, or do I have to call him Rensselaer?
Yeah, you can say that if you'd like, yeah.
RPI beats Guelph, Ontario, 6-4. Yep. Canisius over Niagara, 5-2.
Exhibition.
Quinnipiac and Northeastern. That must have been a good one. 2-2 final in overtime.
That was an exhibition game, too, apparently.
Correct.
So, yeah, yeah. And an exhibition. Minnesota's playing Bemidji at Mariucci. 2-0 I had. The Gophers were on top in the second period of play. You mentioned Michigan State over Lake Superior State, 4-2. Trey Augustine, the freshman goaltender, 26 saves for the Spartans, who got the game winner from Reed Lebster in the third period. Ryan Bischel, a 22-save shutout as Notre Dame beat Clarkson 3-0. And two-goal game for Frank Nazer, a four-point game for Rutger McGroarty. Michigan held off Providence 5-4. Canisius transfer Jake Barshewski got the starting goal for Michigan, made 22 saves but gave up three goals in about 2 minutes in the third period when Providence had pulled its goalie trying to get back from a 5-1 deficit. Badgers will play host to Michigan here at the Kohl Center in November. But Wisconsin winner here tonight, 3-0 over Augustana. We're going to take break number four, a two-minute network break. We'll return. Hope to hear from our star of the game, Owen Lindmark. Plus, we've got highlights, too. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases. Optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at OdysseyBrands.com.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win four tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at ShopThePig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, Wisconsin beat Augustana last night 4-0, giving new head coach Mike Hastings his first win as the Badgers head coach in the 300th of his career. Wisconsin shooting for a series sweep here tonight against the Vikings and hoping to make Hastings the first UW coach to start his career 2-0 since John Riley solely did it in the 1964-65 season. Here are your plays of the game. Lead feed right wing. Here's Rudrud now. He sets and fires. Blocker saved by McClellan. Long rebound out top of the right circle. Taken by Horbach to Bantle. Gobbled up by Horbach. Finds the trailer Lindmark. Now here's Bantle. He shoots and scores. Oh, Horbach to Lindmark to Bantle. Tic-tac-toe. 1-0 Wisconsin. Badgers go D to D. Jugnoth redirected. Oh. Front Finley. A tap try by Wisconsin's Lindmark. And then from behind the net, Lindmark scores. Beautiful pass play, Finley to Lindmark. mark. He didn't finish the first time, but he picked up the loose change and finished on the second try, 2-0 Wisconsin. Now tied up and thrown down by Faulkner. Pedley, Bischoff with a shot, McClellan safe, rebound still loose to the left of McClellan, gobbled up by Chugnov. First shot McClellan faces in this period, he stones Hunter Bischoff. Lindmark is out of the box, Badgers kill off the power play, and McClellan a sliding save to his right on Mirabin's bid. Keeps it a 2-0 Wisconsin lead with 15:42 left. Extra attacker now for Augustana. Steal by Wisconsin's Lindmark. Skates to the red line, shoots to the empty net, and scores! Two-goal night for Owen Lindmark at 17:53, and Wisconsin with a 3-0 lead, and it looks like a series sweep in hand to start the Mike Hastings era. So Mike Hastings earned his first win as a Badgers head coach last night with his 300th career victory. Tonight he'll earn his second Badgers victory. Back-to-back shutouts for Kyle McClellan. 18 saves for McClellan. He blanks the Vikings for the second straight night. Last night, 4-0. Tonight, 3-0. The final as Wisconsin starts the season 2-0. Those are the plays of the game. Carson Bantle, the game-winning goal, scored in the first period at 7:39 from Owen Lindmark and Jack Horbach. 1-0 Wisconsin after one. Lindmark scored his first of the season from Quinn Finley and Tyson Jugnauth at 5:55 of the second. An even-strength goal made it 2-0 Badgers. And then Lindmark's second goal of the game, an empty netter, all by his lonesome, unassisted at 7:53, 3-0 the final score. Badgers with 44 shots on goal tonight compared to Augustana's 18. Both teams were 0-for-5 on the power play. The Badgers had 12 minutes and 54 seconds of power play hockey, 9 shots on goal, failed to convert, 0-for-11 on the power play. 0-for-12 on the power play. No, 0-for-11 on the power play this weekend. So was Augustana, which went 0-for-5 tonight and managed only 8 shots on goal in 9 minutes. Minutes and 34 seconds of man advantage hockey. 6 penalties, 23 minutes for Augustana, 5-for-10 for Wisconsin. Badgers and the Vikings split the faceoff circles, both winning 26 out of 52. Good night for David Cilia, 14 out of 21. He was the best in the NCAA a year ago in the circles, and he showed it again tonight.
Yeah, he did. And as we commented between the second and third period, it was Owen Lindmark who was our go-to guy last year as far as defensive zone faceoffs were concerned. He was not having a great night, and I think most of it had to do that he was going up against Mobley, and Mobley seemed to own him.
Yeah, Mobley tonight, 10 of 15. Luke Mobley in the faceoff circle for Augustana. Freshman goaltender Josh Kotai in his collegiate debut stopped 41 shots, but he takes the loss. He's 0-1. Augustana starts its collegiate history 0-2 on the road. The Vikings open their season next Saturday, or their home schedule next Saturday and Sunday, against Bowling Green. Meanwhile, Kyle McClellan, 18 saves tonight, back-to-back shutouts for McClellan, the first goalie in the modern era of Wisconsin hockey history to shut out the same opponent twice in the same weekend. Amazing for Kyle McClellan, who stopped 25 last night and 18 tonight. He's 2-0, so are the Badgers, who will head north to play Bemidji State and North Dakota in the Icebreaker Invitational coming up next weekend. 6,646 fans paid to watch tonight's game as the Badgers sweep Augustana by a final score of 3-0. It took 1 hour and 57 minutes to play tonight, Ian. That's not too bad.
Yeah, that was, I think the penalties were killed quickly, to be honest with you.
Sure. So Wisconsin, a 3-0 winner, and we go downstairs and talk with our number one star of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar. It's Owen Lindmark of Naperville, Illinois, fifth-year centerman, scores 2 goals tonight. He's got 3 points, plus 3. He had a couple of 2-goal games in his career before, but here in his final collegiate season, he pots 2 to start the home season. And, Owen, congratulations to you personally, but congratulations to the team starting the season 2-0 under a new head coach. Must feel pretty good.
Yeah, thank you. I think anytime you can get out to a start to a season like that, you're not going to take that for granted. So we just got to keep building off that, coming back to work each and every day and just getting better.
Sure.
Is that hip surgery the reason? That's what I want to know. Because if you get to play like this, I'm going in for mine.
I can tell you that I feel way better, way, way better. So glad to be over that and start the season out to a good start here with the boys.
Sure. What's it been like, you know, the change from Tony Granato, Mike Hastings? He's on the ice with his staff with you guys on September 6th, and, you know, now you're playing games. What's this been like the last month plus?
It's been great. You know, we're getting to the point each and every day, focusing on the little details, taking care of our dailies. So it's been a great start so far, and we just got to keep it going from here.
Yeah, last night Kyle McClellan shuts out Augustana. He shuts him out again tonight. First time a Badger goaltender in the modern era has had back-to-back shutouts against the same opponent in the same weekend. What can you say about Kyle?
Yeah, he was phenomenal. You know, when you have a goalie that's, you know, he's going to stop all the shots, even when you make a mistake, that's huge. Because, you know, when you have a brick wall like that, it's just going to make the team better. So it's a great start for him. He played excellent, and look forward to see him continuing to play the rest of the year.
Is he a calming influence?
Yes, he's a very calm guy. Great kid, so he works hard each and every day, so he takes care of his work.
Well, tell us about your evening. I mean, you set up the first goal, the game-winning goal by Carson Bantle. Take us through that play.
Yeah, it was a great forecheck by those two, Carson and Jack Horbach. Jack Horbach made a great pass over to me, and I saw Bantle out of the corner of my eye, and he's never going to pass up a shot. So I knew as soon as I got it that I was going to him, and he buried that thing. So that was a great start to the game for us.
Yeah, remember last year he didn't score for like 12 straight or something like that? He was so frustrated.
We couldn't let that happen this year.
No. Right. And then you score the second goal of the game early in the second period, and it would have been a beauty, and you made it ugly. What happened there?
I have no idea, honestly. I just picked up the puck off the back wall, and I was my mindset was just taking it to the net and putting it on net. So I got a good bounce, fortunate bounce, but it was a great forecheck by the previous line in front of us. Got a good line change, and I was fortunate to get on the ice there.
Yeah, it's not how, it's how many, right?
Exactly.
Quinn Finley gave you a nice little pass. I'm not sure if it was broken up, but Owen scores his first of the year. And then the empty netter, you know, they were pushing. I give Augustana credit. I mean, you know, they've got 15 transfers on their roster, so they have experience playing collegiate hockey. They didn't stop. You had to finish them off, didn't you?
Yeah. You know, hats off to those guys. They came out, you know, looking to make a statement for that program. They made it tough on us all weekend, and, you know, they made us fight for each and every battle. So hats off to them. But at the end of the day, we took care of business, and that's awesome for us.
All right. Looking forward to going on the road, Bemidji and North Dakota this coming weekend?
Yeah, it should be fun. Played at North Dakota back when I played at NTDP, so it'll be a good environment there. Looking to, you know, make a statement on the national stage here coming up.
A good environment. That's a crazy environment, isn't it?
It's the garden spots of Grand Forks, North Dakota, and Bemidji, Minnesota.
Engelstad is awesome, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah,
it's a nice
it'll be fun to play in. And then, you know, I got a lot of bad blood with Bemidji going back to my sophomore year. So,
oh yeah.
You know, I want nothing more than to beat those guys and set us up for a good game against North Dakota.
Yeah, I'm feeling right with you there, Owen. I got it. I'd love to see this place crazy again, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I think, you know, we just got to keep winning, and these fans are going to keep coming. I mean, it's, you know, a tough weekend, first weekend here, playing Saturday, Sunday, homecoming, football games, all that stuff. But, you know, we appreciate all the fans that did make their way out, and we definitely felt their energy tonight and last night.
All right. Owen, thanks for your time. Congrats, and we'll see you at the rink in a couple of days.
Awesome. All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Owen Lindmark, our number one star of the game. 2 goals, 3 points for Owen tonight, and +3 is the Badgers. Knock off Augustana and sweep the season opening series, and we'll wrap things up here in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Well, the Badgers win last night on Saturday night, 4-0, homecoming weekend, then a 3-0 win over Augustana tonight. So, always good to win.
2-0.
That's start the season 2-0 and work from here, but boy, the next six on the road. And Ouch. Then when you throw in Michigan after that before a bye week, that's eight straight against some very, very good opponents. Minnesota is ranked third in the country. They'll be the first Big Ten opponent October 26th and 27th at Mariucci. North Dakota is, ranked seventh in the country going into the weekend, playing in Grand Forks next Saturday. Michigan Tech is a top 10-11 team. We'll be in Houghton in a couple of weeks. Bemidji State's just a rough and tumble type of team. So that's going to be tough. But Bemidji and North Dakota back-to-back. Yeah.
Not saying that it's going to be easy, but the temperament of what I saw this weekend is you get hit, mm-hmm. you jump back up, and you go back and hit somebody else. It's a little different temperament as far as some of the returning players are concerned, and the freshmen in particular and the transfers in particular are used to this situation. Mm-hmm. And the best part about them going to Bemidji and North Dakota is they know nothing about it. It's another game on another sheet of ice.
Yep. Yeah. So Bemidji State next Friday, or the 13th, is coming Friday. Face off at 7 o'clock with pregame at 6:30. And then Saturday, the final game of the Icebreaker Invitational from Engelstad Arena in Grand Forks, the 14th Saturday, October North Dakota, 6 p.m. face-off with pregame at 5:30. Ian will not be making the trip. Paul Capobianco from UW Athletic Communications will be with us, unless, Ian, you'd like to take the train or
has
drive
Capo ever been to North Dakota?
Oh, yeah. We've been there before.
Going to say this would be a cultural experience for him.
No. It's been a few years. But yeah, actually, we haven't been to Bemidji. Wisconsin hasn't since they were in the WCHA. It was the final year of 2012-2013, the last year of the WCHA as we know it, before the Big Ten kicked in.
When I took the job at Eau Claire, we went to Bemidji. We fought into overtime the first night.
Yeah.
And I said to R.H. Bob Peters, let's go out for coffee tomorrow morning. He goes, serious? You're like the old-time coaches. And I went, yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
I said, give me a little tour of Bemidji State. And so we were touring Bemidji, and we were going around, and I said, what are all those squares in the middle of people's lawns? And he said, oh, that's where the motorhomes used to be parked. As soon as it started to snow, they left.
Oh, yeah. They've got tunnels on campus so kids can get from class to class without freezing to death. Lake Bemidji is beautiful. Yep. And if you're there at the right time of the year, it's a parking lot. right?
And we always played in January.
Oh, yeah.
It was just a beautiful
They don't play at John Glass Fieldhouse anymore.
Correct.
Yeah, they've got a beautiful building themselves. But that'll be fun Friday night. Hope you join us. Ian, fun getting back together and calling some Badger hockey. Enjoy next week, and we'll be chatting with you soon. Jason Jennings, our producer at Learfield, thank you so much for your work tonight. And thanks to the fans for listening here as well. Wisconsin completes a weekend sweep. 3-0, the final score here tonight at the Kohl Center. I'm Ryan Posick saying so long, everybody. Thanks for listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
And that set was started off by the Wilson sisters, Nancy and Ann, with their band Heart and Magic Man. And that was followed by a group that's called Psychedelic Witchcraft. And Black Magic Man was the name of that song. And it was very, very obviously influenced by Heart. Way to go. So while we're on the subject of groundbreaking acts, let's go from the realm of hard rock to hip hop. And we're going to go to the 90s here with a group of female rappers that kind of broke the barrier, along with Queen Latifah and a few others. Missy Elliott, I think you could put in there as well. Women in hip hop, and they might have been the most successful at the time. So here with Black's Magic is Salt and Peppa.
I'd like to send this one out to the partner, Peppa MC, and a firstborn, whatever it may be. Yo, spin. Once again, help me get this crowd on its feet so we can set it off. I got your back, Saul. You know I'm never sore. Yo, where's your records at? Right beside me. Ready to give a scratch?
Yep, like Poison Ivy.
It's the 90s, the year for change. Can you prove it? I made this beat, I'm an invincible and I produced it. It's in my soul to blow and flow. Take control so the show can go. Like a pogo stick. Hot hit, dot dip, rock rip. Don't shop on my hit list, cause I can be a witch. Food and it can calm the savage beast. Then we got plenty of beats for the beats to eat. A party animal that's living rather large and fat. Take out your camera, so
why?
I wanna picture that. Make sure it's focused, or you may or may not have noticed. Before I cut up a jam, I yell a hocus pocus. And right before your eyes, you'll understand the name. Musicians and magicians are usually the same. And the fame proclaimed, obtained, sustained, will gain a reign. The pores and stores my brains are yours. Ordained by law to train the poor. I'll make sure that there ain't gonna be no more. Treachery hidden up the sleeves of men. Magic will only work for those who do believe in them.
Black magic, it's black magic. Do you believe it? It's black magic.
Black magic, cause it's a fact. Anything that's tragic relates to black.
Magic.
Coincidental?
Nope.
Here's an example, Jack. Words as ancient as fossils or artifacts. Black Sunday or Monday, black tongues or lungs may cause a black sleep. Why say black sheep? Black Sabbath is evil. Black market illegal. A black widow is deadly. Black potion ain't help to see. Some try to say dark skin men ain't sexy truth. Doctor the cherry, you know how sweet will be the juice. Music's the only thing that brings the dead right back to life. Have faith in it will guide you through the night just like a light. Never say salt, did you wrong inside a concert hall. My crystal ball can see the future to the beach, y'all.
It's black magic.
Shades of brown and reality is the same as a fantasy. Is this the way you want your world to be? Not me. I want variety in my society where I can change if I don't like what I see. You see, this is a woman speaking, bringing joy to those seeking tranquility. That ability will keep on repeating. To saw someone in half may be a trick or treat. Making them dance and laugh is something quite unique. Abracadabra, thoughts coming at ya. You say my music was a phase, a fad. I proved you wrong over 10 years and still going strong. Who ever heard of a fad kicking for so long?
Magic. It's black magic.
Thank you.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR.